By now, the reason I did not write at once is obvious to you. Many young men, not necessarily through any reprehensible fault, are dropped during recruit training. I have waited, I have kept in touch through my own connections, until you had sweated it out, past the hump. How well we all know that hump. And were certain, barring accidents or illness, of completing your training and your term. You are now going through the hardest part of your service. Not the hardest physically, though physical hardship will never trouble you again, you now have its measure, but the hardest spiritually. The deep, soul-turning readjustments and reevaluations necessary to metamorphize a potential citizen into one in being. Or rather, I should say, you have already gone through the hardest part. Despite all the tribulations you still have ahead of you, and all the hurdles, each higher than the last, which you still must clear. But it is that hump that counts. And knowing you, lad, I know that I have waited long enough to be sure that you are past your hump, or you would be home now. When you reached that spiritual mountaintop, you felt something, a new something. Perhaps you haven't words for it. I know I didn't when I was a boot. So perhaps you will permit an older comrade to lend you the words, since it often helps to have discreet words. Simply this. The noblest fate that a man can endure is to place his own mortal body between his loved home and the war's desolation. The words are not mine, of course, as you will recognize. Basic truths cannot change, and once a man of insight expresses one of them, it is never necessary, no matter how much the world changes, to reformulate them. This is an immutable, true everywhere, throughout all time, for all men and all nations. Let me hear from you, please, if you can spare an old man some of your precious sack time to write an occasional letter. And if you should happen to run across any of my former mates, give them my warmest greetings. Good luck, Trooper. You've made me proud. Jean V. Dubois, Lieutenant Colonel, M.I., retired. The signature was as amazing as the letter itself. Old Sourmouth was a short colonel? Why, our regional commander was only a major. Mr. Dubois had never used any sort of rank around school. We had supposed, if we thought about it at all, that he must have been a corporal or some such who had been let out when he lost his hand and had been fixed up with a soft job teaching a course that didn't have to be passed or even taught, just audited. Of course, we had known that he was a veteran, since history and moral philosophy must be taught by a citizen. But an M.I.? He didn't look it. Prissy, faintly scornful, a dancing master type. Not one of us apes. But that was the way he had signed himself,